Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. This program will explore the swing music of Glenn Miller, Chick Webb, Artie Shaw, Red Norville with his wife Mildred Bailey at the microphone, Earl Hines, and Teddy Powell. During the swing era, many of the big bands employed small singing groups to back up their vocalists. Some of them were the Pied Pipers, the Sentimentalists, the Skylarks, the Meltones, and so on. There was even one group who called themselves the Ickies. Boy, they must have been bad, huh? One such group that worked with the Glenn Miller Orchestra in 1940 and 41 was the Modern Airs. Here they are backing up Tex Beneke on the Boogie Woogie Piggy, and behind Tex and Paula Kelly on Delilah, and then just Tex and Marion Hutton on Irving Berlin's Back to Back.
Does the boogie, yes, sir, and he really gets to do it solidly.
You mean he really gets to do it solidly? This little piggy went to market, this little piggy stayed home.
Rada. But this little piggy was a boogly woogly piggy, and he boogie woogied all the way home.
This little piggy had roast beef, this little piggy had none.
Rada. But this little piggy was a boogly woogly piggy, and he did the lendy all the way home.
Oink, oink.
Piggly wiggy piggy.
Oink, oink.
Boogly woogie boogie.
Oink, 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 oink. The boogly woogly piggly with the oink, oink. This little piggy took to be. This piggy thought the wash was divine.
Rada. But this little piggy was a hip little piggy, and he
boogie woogied all of the time.
Thank you.
smooth and sweet, there is none to compete with Delilah. Arm full of charm and a poor dream alarm, that's Delilah.
Angels tip their halos,
the moon straightens his tie, and weeping willows smile
as she goes by.
Rarer than rare, all my life I would share with Delilah. Heaven would be anywhere I could see my Delilah.
I'll grow strong as Samson
when she whispers I do.
I'll hand her the moon and declare,
Delilah, it's for you. Anywhere I could see my Delilah.
I'll grow strong as Samson
when she whispers I do.
I'll hand her the moon and declare,
Delilah, it's for you.
Listening to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. William Henry Chick Webb was born in Baltimore about 1905. He was born with spinal tuberculosis, which stunted his growth at 4.5 feet tall and left him a hunchback. A doctor recommended that Chick play the drums to keep his limbs loose. He earned enough money for a used drum set as a paperboy. By 17, he was playing in New York nightclubs. Duke Ellington encouraged him to start his own band, which grew into a full orchestra by 1931 and became the house band at the Savoy Ballroom. Webb discovered 16-year-old Ella Fitzgerald and hired her, and they became famous together. In 1938, Chick's health began to decline, and he passed away at about 34 years old. Sad story indeed. Despite his physical handicap, Webb is considered one of the greatest drummers in jazz history. This set includes Harlem Congo, Liza, and young Ella Fitzgerald singing Undecided.
say you do, and then you don't. And then you say you will, and then you won't. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? Now you wanna play, and then it's no. And when you say you'll stay, that's when you go. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? I've been sitting on a fence, and it doesn't make much sense, 'cause you keep me in suspense, and you know it. Then you promise to return. When you don't, I really burn. Well, I guess I'll never learn, and I show it. If you got a heart, and if you're kind, then don't keep us apart. Make up your mind. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do?
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging. Artie Shaw was somewhat eccentric as a swing band leader. He dissolved several very popular bands, and his bands rarely toured because he didn't like to. He once turned down a $1 million deal. He would go off on sabbaticals at any time. He was an outspoken critic of the music industry and once referred to his fans as morons. Didn't seem to hurt his popularity much. He retired from music altogether in 1954 to pursue other interests. Lined up are three instrumental works by the Artie Shaw Orchestra: The Hornet, Oscar Hammerstein's Softly as in a Morning Sunrise, and the Gershwin Brothers' Swonderful.
Thank you.
You're listening to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Mildred Bailey was born Mildred Rinker in Teco, Washington in 1907. Her mother was a Coeur d'Alene Indian, and the family lived on a farm on the Coeur d'Alene Reservation in North Idaho. Her father was a fiddler at square dances, and her mother taught her to play piano and sing. When 13, the family moved to Spokane, Washington, where her brother Al Rinker became friends with Bing Crosby. Mildred moved to Seattle and soon became an established blues and jazz singer. Her brother and Bing were singing together in Spokane, and Mildred helped them get established in Seattle. Bing and Al joined Paul Whiteman as the Rhythm Boys, so Mildred joined too in 1929 through 1933. During this time, she met xylophonist Red Norvo, and they were married in 1930. Norvo started his own band, which by 1938 grew into a big swing band, with Mildred at the microphone. They became known as Mr. and Mrs. Swing. In the early 1940s, the band went into decline. They divorced in 1942, and Mildred's solo career did not take off. Mildred had become quite obese and suffered from serious diabetes. She also had a terrible temper and could swear like a trooper. Don't mess with Mildred. She passed away from diabetes and heart problems in 1951. She was only 44. Mildred was lucky to have been light-skinned, which no doubt helped her career at the time. Here's Mildred with the Red Norvo Big Band with Please Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone, I'll Get By, and W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, honey, though our friendship ceases from now on. And listen, if you can't say anything real nice, my advice. We're parting, you go your way,
You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz on your radio. The Earl Hines Big Band was the house band at the Grand Terrace Cafe in Chicago from 1928 through 1940. The Grand Terrace was a gangster hangout controlled by Al Capone. Hines and his band members learned to see nothing, hear nothing, and say nothing. Capone called Hines his piano man. This set contains three pieces by the Earl Hines Grand Terrace Orchestra with Keep On Jumpin', Rockin' the Blues, and Limehouse Blues.
It's Keep On Jumpin'!
Well, Ernie, we got a little piece of business called Rockin' the Blues. Thank you.
could this be? Ah, it's a Limehouse Blues.
Teddy Powell was born Teodoro Paolella in 1905 in Oakland, California. He began banjo and violin lessons at 8, but primarily played guitar during his career. From 1926 to 34, he was a member of the Abe Lyman Orchestra as a player, singer, arranger, composer, and business manager. Powell started a swing band in 1939, secured engagements at important venues, and on the radio. The band was excellent, but never had a top 10 hit, which was really needed to attain success. After the orchestra folded in the early 40s, Powell continued his music career by composing, arranging, and publishing. He passed away in 1993 at 88. Here's the Powell Big Band on Someday, Russian Cher, and Ruth Gaylor singing Irving Berlin's Outside of That, I Love You.
Thank you. comb your hair. I hate the flashy clothes you wear. I hate the patent shine on your shoe. I hate the closet that you keep your clothes in. I hate the handkerchief you blow your nose in. I hate the smell of your cigar, the way you lean against a bar. I hate your eyes of heavenly blue. I hate that fancy tie, honest I do. Outside of that, I love you.
There's a little time left on this program, so let's add another song. You Wonderful You by the Jerry Gray Big Band with Tommy Trainer doing the vocal.
I'm glad I met you, you wonderful you. I won't forget you, you wonderful you. You're like a breath of spring, a whole new thing has happened. And without much ado, I look at you, and there stands love, my arms around you. That's wonderful too. I'm glad I found you, you wonderful you. Remember, finders keepers, losers weepers, and because that's true, you're mine now, you wonderful you.
Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.